Like expected, it's going to be a corn planting year. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. On Monday, we had our prospective plantings report brought to us by the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. Acreage increases of 400,000 acres or more from last year are expected in Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, and South Dakota.
Intended corn planted acreage was 95.3 million acres. That's on the upper end of the trade range of expectations. Soybean acres estimated at 83.5 million acres planted. And that's about in the middle of trade expectations. So you got corn a little higher than the trade expectations, beans about in the middle. Overall, I think we were on the higher end of a combined corn plus soybean area at 178.8.
USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer says keep in mind that these are intended plantings by growers, so they are subject to change throughout the season based on weather and market conditions. But if these numbers in the report are correct and farmers go through with the projected planting, the planted area of corn in Idaho, Nevada, North Dakota, Oregon, and South Dakota will be the largest on record.
There were some perhaps other surprises, a number of crops kind of coming in on the edge of trade range expectations.
And that would have been cotton, winter and spring wheat at the lower end of the trade range.
Got a little bit more administrative data that helped refine the winter wheat planted area. That also at the lower end of the trade range of expectations. As in December, we were expecting about a little over 34 million acres, and now we're at 33.3 million acres. So winter wheat coming in on the lighter side of expectations, and also other spring wheat coming in at 10 million acres. And that's a pretty low number relative to recent history. So again, that one perhaps also on the edge of trade range expectations, and that's the lowest spring wheat acres in several decades.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.